The last halakha that we did was in the final minyan that took place in the shul on Friday morning. And we noted in halakha bet of Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, in Bodkin Ela B'Nesh El Shava Yechidi, that one should only use a single solitary wax candle for the search of the chametz. And in that context, it was as opposed to using an avuka, which is a torch or something that provides a lot of light, because actually the more light there is, the more confident we feel that we can see without looking closely, and we don't inspect as much. So there needs to be a single candle, and I spoke about that in the context of us retiring into our own spaces as singular beings, taking a chance to perhaps look more closely at our lives. And of course, the last few days have been a challenge. And it will become more challenging. And with the news of extended periods of 8 weeks, regulations from the CDC, it just compounds again the sense of anxiety, uncertainty of how prolonged this distancing and isolation is. And of course, technology is an immense blessing at this time, but it's not a replacement. And the moment we are capable of being in each other's presence and company really will be grounds for real celebration. And I want to just finish that halacha, halacha bet. Uvashad hadchak she'eino nesh el shava, and at a moment that is pressing and you don't have a wax candle available, yivdok b'nesh el chelev, you can use a candle of chelev, which is translated as tallow, really means animal fat. And the question, of course, on this halacha is, why would one need to be in a pressing situation to use a candle made of fat? If it's got a single wick, it does the same as wax. Why would you not have equal opportunity for both? And the commentary suggests that actually, if you have a candle made of chelev, which is non-kosher fat, actually one might not check one's eating utensils as closely out of a concern that the candle might drip. And then you are rendering your pots and your pans and your cutlery and your crockery not kosher. So in Shad Hadchak, in a pressing circumstance, you can use that. It's better than Avuka because the light is small, but really you should use wax so that you don't hesitate. And what I see here is two concerns about what might lead us not to search for chametz properly, which in turn translates symbolically into two concerns that might stop us from looking into our own behaviors, our own lives, in a real way. And one is, too much light, too much confidence. I've got a torch, and because there's so much light, I'm confident that I've seen everything there is to see, and I don't look closely, I don't inspect and scrutinize. And that overconfidence when it comes to chametz is a problem, and of course that overconfidence when it comes to the self, to see oneself in truly light terms, where one doesn't feel that there's a need to look into the cracks and the crevices of our character, is a problem. But conversely, there is a problem on the other side of the coin, which is having such deep hesitation about what one might find, about what damage this search might do, that we may uncover things that are uncomfortable about who we are, that we are reluctant. We have a candle of chelev that we're concerned about dripping and trafing up our kitchens, and we're concerned about what we might discover about who we are, about our character. And it is this balance between not having overconfidence in who we are and not having underconfidence in who we are, being brave enough to look into the cracks of our character with the confidence that actually this search, this scrutiny, this examination is precisely what will lead us to become better and brighter and more powerful.